John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Paulie, this is about the same weather you're having in L.A. right now, except you don't have the humidity. You don't have that at all.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. The humidity?
The heat. It's all over the world. I just got back from Israel, Moscow. And it was just like that everywhere.
Wait, what?
Israel was so hot.
And Moscow.
Yeah, no, Israel, Moscow. It's a new place.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a new country out there. No, it's just the world is just hot. August. All over the world is hot. You can't. I think maybe Alaska. It's not hot.
Yeah, well,
I think like or it's, what is it?
Nova Scotia. But they have mosquitoes like eagles.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Or possibly Nova Scotia, like the northern right part of Canada.
Right.
Have you been up there before?
I haven't.
Not, the best salmon ever. Jews love salmon. Go on. First question.
Paulie Shore is
appearing
tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
For two shows at 7:30 and 10, you go and get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555.
Yeah.
So how are you doing? It's
been a year since you've been here? I'm doing better than half those people on your wall. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. David Lee Roth's living in, like what is he, Vietnam now or something? Hey! No, I swear, I think that he's just like roaming the streets of Vietnam. Or
really?
Something. Yeah.
I mean, he's disappeared. Nobody has seen him in L.A.
MIA,
if anybody's going to see him in L.A., you're going
to
be the guy.
He used to come by the store all the time. He'd just kind of pop in, but no more.
Oh, God.
No.
All right. So what's new? Who's running the store? Sorry about the passing of your mother.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
you.
Yeah, yeah. How old was she?
She's 87.
80s? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bless her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough one.
All right. But who's running the store?
I don't know. We'll figure it out right now. Call them up.
If you don't know, Paulie's mom, Mitzi, was the proprietor and the creator of the Comedy Store in
LA. Don't say that word proprietor. That's too big of a word for me.
Okay. All right.
But I understand.
Was the owner of the Comedy Store. And now, and what do you got, a brother or a sister? What do you got?
I guess. They're called siblings. When you don't get along, they're called siblings. No, I don't know. The Comedy Store is its own kind of beast. It'll be there longer than all of us.
Okay.
So it's kind of, it runs itself. There's, you know, we're all kind of in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but as long as there's, you know, chicken fingers and comedians and alcohol and social media, you know, every night is packed, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's doing great. Right. So I'm very lucky, very fortunate.
What
she created.
Now, do you ever perform there? Do you ever perform at the Comedy Store?
No, I don't put myself on.
Right,
because I'm terrible. I'm like, no, you can't perform here. You can go somewhere else. No. That'd be hilarious, right? No, I do when I'm in town. You know, when I'm in town, I go up there.
Right. How well, you say that as if you're not in town that often. Don't you live there?
Yeah, but I'm on the road too.
Okay,
you know, I'm doing my shows on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taking my what? My performance on the road, my
That's
act
it.
On the road.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, when I'm there, I go on, mess around.
Mm-hmm.
I bump comedians.
You bump?
Hell yeah, I bumped Mark Maron last week. He was pissed. I'm like, dude, what are you going to do about it? Go work the Laugh Factory. You know what I mean? I don't have time for this.
So you won't be on the podcast now.
I don't care. It's crap anyways.
Who is your favorite comic that you saw at the store? Who is your favorite comic you ever saw perform there?
Probably the same ones that you liked.
All right.
You know, Richard Pryor, Sam Kennison, Robin Williams, right. George Carlin.
Yeah, okay.
The names.
Yeah. Don't salivate on me, bro. That's so creepy, bro. Man. He's like, oh, God, the names. He's like, you know what I mean? This guy's cool. This guy, I don't know. He's a little creepy, bro. No.
You only like him because he dresses his kid like you.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
I do.
Yeah, but you, by the way, you have two times more clothing on now than you did the last time you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll start taking it off.
That hat.
Yeah, that hat. Bring the hat up. Because that's going on our Facebook page for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'll find that for my son.
Right? You know, where does one get a hat like that? Is there what, a hip hop store
think
you have
I probably
to go
got
to?
It at a 90s fest or something.
Okay.
From what I remember.
Yeah, it looks like an old Nickelodeon hat.
Yeah. So as far as comics, I don't know. The guys that, you know, you liked, you know, all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Those guys. Yeah.
So what's new? What's new in your life?
In my life, construction.
Construction?
Yeah.
You work in construction? Or you had somebody rebuilding your house?
No, I'm remodeling a house.
Are you remodeling a house?
Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, been. I'm trying to take a loan at another house to pay for the. It's a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of like it's one of those things like. fortunately, I've been through a lot in my life. I've experienced a lot. I've done a lot. We all have. A lot of people, you know, you go through different things, a divorce or this or that. You know, there's in the middle of it, it's like war. In the middle of it, it's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. But you know, at the end, it's going to be fine. There's a reason why, you know, I'm doing it. So it's a beautiful house behind the Comedy Store. I bought it a while ago, and I'm just remodeling it. But it's a very, very big job.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a little job. It's like $1 million job.
And a Comedy Store, that's really where you guys are. Is that basically the bottom of the hills? That's the bottom of the Hollywood Hills, right?
It's Errol Flynn's old house.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've seen that house.
Yeah, so that's the house, and that's the house that I'm remodeling right now. So
you're planning on becoming a swashbuckler now? Like Errol Flynn?
What's a swashbuckler?
It's a pirate.
Pirate?
Yeah.
Meaning just sit there and drink, you mean?
Yeah, right. And just go,
maybe. I need to do a little bit more investigating on how he lived his life in that house. Because maybe I'll mimic it.
Okay.
You know?
He slept with a lot of men, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Then I won't mimic it. So I'm dealing with that. If you ask me anything about remodeling a house, I probably know.
Okay.
Any category, ask me now.
All right, let me ask you about California and the and putting in electric lights in your house.
Electric lights?
Yeah. You're putting a new fixture.
He's a candle guy.
You're putting in new fixtures.
Well, I have the electrician do that.
Right, okay.
He's got all the codes.
I see. So basically, whatever I ask you, you have a person who has the answer.
Ask me something else.
Okay. All right. How much square footage is in the house?
Oh, it's probably about 5,000-6,000 square feet.
Okay, yeah. Probably about.
Yeah, around that.
Okay.
It depends if you start adding rooms and stuff.
Right. Uh-huh. Are you going to add rooms?
No, but probably a pool.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have to deal with the engineer on that one.
Okay.
We already got the soils report.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they say don't do it?
No, we're going to do it.
All right.
Yeah. Donald Trump's going to help me build it. He's a great builder. No, it's like for me and my projects, like I do a lot of different, you know, projects from scratch. You know, I mean, if you go on Amazon Prime, you see a lot of my stuff like Politics or Vegas Is My Oyster, Pauly Shore Is Dead, Stands Alone. There's all these projects that I've produced, directed, financed, and put out. So it's similar to that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like having a vision for something and then just sticking with it and seeing it through. But, you know, construction's, you know, it's no joke.
You just don't seem like a guy who would be interested in that. You seem like somebody who would go, okay, here, you take care of it. I'll be back. I'm going off to my career.
Oh, that I wouldn't be interested
in?
No. The opposite.
Really?
No. I'm like an artist. Like, if you're putting together a house, it's like artistic.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you put things different places and you move walls and, you know, you change it up. It's like, it's very artistic.
So what's the most important room in this house going to be?
Probably the, I'd have to say the living room area, because it's this big arch ceiling. It's like massive, like this arch ceiling. It's one of those rooms that you're going to sit in, have a cigar, you'll probably have some wine, listen to some old music, and it's going to be very spiritual.
When are we being invited? When are we coming?
Well, we got to put insulation. Insulation, and we got to put some
stucco. The house is nice, but it's diabetic.
We have to put some stucco, and we have to, like, you know, get the sheer walls up there, right, you know, in the foundation. I'll show you a photo here.
Okay, all right.
Are you live here? This is the side. That's the side of the house.
Wow, that looks like a house under construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the framing.
Pauly Shore is appearing
tonight.
Wait,
you're not kicking me off. I'm showing you photos of this
house. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
Next
to your ridiculous hat.
Right? You know? Look. Because it's radio and the pictures just don't work.
So look at that.
Nice looking house.
Wow, that's space.
Yes, got it.
The oil painting's a bit much.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. I've got a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's 10 o'clock show. So if you would like them, give us a call now at 215-263-WMGK. It is good to see you again, my man.
Yeah, I'm alive.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's like you're my doctor and I come in and check in every couple of years.